Blog Talk Radio.
Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It is 2 p.m. November 14th, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And it's time for a Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great and rejoicing that the Lord has blessed us with another day. It was the psalmist who said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it." I don't know about you this afternoon, but I'm so glad that the Lord has blessed us with another day. You know, this day, yesterday, wasn't even promised to us. But God has blessed us with this day. And David said, "We shall rejoice and be glad in it." We are so glad and we're so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." From Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to be chatting with you at 2 p.m. about and from the Word of God. Again, hello everybody. We are so delighted to be coming on Blog Talk Radio here, Chatting from the Word, here at 2 p.m. We are so glad to be talking with you today again. And we hope and pray that you got your Bibles with you and ready to study from God's divine Word. You know, I believe and I hope and pray that you feel the same, that if we're going to go to heaven, it is through our communication with our Father in heaven. It is our prayer, constant praying to him, and our studying of his word. Because it is through his word that he communicates with us. Many may believe he communicates with us through a miraculous way today, but that's not so. The only way God communicates with us today is through his word. That's why your host here, Brother Austin, is so glad to be chatting with you from the word of God. Chatting from the word. I hope that we're making a difference in your life. Because we come more 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays at 2. And if you miss us, we come on that time. How can you miss us? I even make a note of it on Facebook. So we hope and pray that you're joining us. All right, kinfolk, come on now. I'm depending on you, kinfolk. Dial in and listen to our show. The call-in number is 657-383-0883, kinfolk. Come on now. Come on. I'm upset. Your cousin here is not upset with you. Just need your support from time to time. That is the Christian thing to do. Come on, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Call in. A call-in number is 657-383-0883. We're waiting on your call. Come in. Come on the call so that you can talk with your host or request a prayer. If you want your host to pray for you, call in. Call in and listen to the program. Listen to the show as it's being taped. It was Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, God the Father wants us to communicate with him. And here Paul said we should pray without ceasing. I don't know about you, but I feel like this, by talking to our Father, we should be able to always have a good life, a good relationship with the Father, where we are talking to him. He's our Father. He's our Father. And most do not talk with the Father unless they are either in trouble or they want something from him. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, our Father, he's not like Santa Claus. You know, he don't bring us gifts from the North Pole, because Santa Claus doesn't exist anyway, if you two believe in Christ. But he's not like Santa Claus, the myth, Santa Claus that brings gifts from the North Pole once a year. But our Father that sits high and looks low have our best interests at heart. He is Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide for us when we talk with him. So at this time, we're going to go and we're going to talk with our Father this afternoon. Just going to chat with him for a little while, if that's all right with you. And if you have a prayer request, and if you want us to offer up to the Father, call us in. Call in. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. And if you don't call in with your request, you can always talk with Brother Oscar on Facebook. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of us all who have named the name of Christ, Father, we come to you in the humblest way we know how, with our heads bowed and our hearts and our minds lifted up to you, Father. Father, praising you, giving you all praise, all glory, thanking you, Father, for giving us this time together. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to talk with you and allow you to know what's on our minds and our hearts. Father, thanking you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, could have salvation. Oh, Father, we pray for those who are in the nursing homes. We come praying, Father, for those that is convalescing at home. We pray, Father, for those that can't help themselves this afternoon. Father, we pray that you be with them, Father. Father, we come praying for the sick. Come praying for those that have heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. Come praying for those that have had a stroke water and their bodies doesn't function like it once did. Praying, Father, for the elderly, Father. Help them to recognize this is the time in their golden years where they should be walking closer to you and have a close relationship with you. Come praying for the young people at this time, Father. We pray, Father, that they walk close with you too in their youth so that they may, as they get to be an elderly person, if you bless them to be that age, that they may still walk close with you, Father. Come praying, Father, for that young man who just lost his job. Come praying for that young man who lost his way and don't know how to find his way. We hope and pray, like a prodigal son, that he come back home. Come praying also for that young lady who have lost her way and have taken all the wrong advice from the wrong people, Father, or have hooked herself up with the wrong young man. And the young man have hooked himself up with the wrong young woman. We pray, Father, that you give them a hand up and help them and allow them to know that you are there for them. And now, Father, we come praying for our program. We come praying for Teddy from the Word, that you help us to keep it on the air, Father, that we may help those that need help. Help those that want to walk with you, closer with you. And, Father, we come praying for the message this afternoon that we have on our hearts. We pray, Father, that it may help someone this afternoon. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, I am so thankful, as I keep saying, that I'm so thankful that you have joined us and that you're listening in and that you are enjoying chatting from the Word in the afternoon so that you may grow thereby, so that we may aid you in your Christian walk. And we hope and pray this program has been some help to someone, because we need help. We need help bringing chatting from the Word to the airway. We're not no rich person. Brother Oscar is not rich by no means. And I don't look at this as being my show. But I look at this as being everybody's program to help those that need help to walk this Christian walk. So if you believe that this show is helping someone, help this show financially. Help Brother Oscar to keep bringing chatting from the Word to the airways. We need financial help if you can do that. If it's no great burden, that you can help Brother York financially. Whatever amount you give will be appreciated. If it's $1, $10, $20, $100 a month, will be appreciated if you can give it. If you can give it. And contact me and let me know if you can. And then we need sponsors. We need, We need subscribers for our show on YouTube. Subscribe to our show on YouTube so that when we are broadcasting it on Monday, YouTube can contact you to let you know when we are on the air. And also, we need followers here on Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in every day, Monday through Fridays, so that you can hear the show. I'll call their numbers, area code 657-383-0883. We're here Monday through Fridays at 2 p.m. for you. I always listed on Facebook that we're coming on. So we hope and pray that if you don't listen in today, that you may listen in tomorrow to the program, if it be the Lord's will, as we're taping it, so that you can listen to it live. So please support our program. Please do that. In one way or the other, we would surely appreciate it. And on Facebook, we started a new thing. We started a new group called Chatting from the Word Forum. If you want to be a member of that group, go to that group, go to that room. And if you have a question to ask, you can ask it then. I'm not calling in to let us know that you want to ask a question on the show. You can ask it in the group. If you have a question to ask on anything that we've been teaching or been talking about, you can do it at that time also. Or, as I said, you can call in. The call-in number, again, is 657-383-0883. Or you can still inbox me on Facebook. Or you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to our webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And while you're at the webpage, order your book. I am the author. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both book cost is $21.50, and if you want both books, it's $43. So, go to my webpage, leave a line or two, and before you leave the page, order you a book. And you know Brother Oscar's motto: when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. All Brother Oscar is trying to do is help my light to shine, because I love to teach God's word, and help your light to shine in the community in which you live in. We hope and pray that you go to our webpage and order a book and read. All right, we hope everyone is ready for the lesson for today. And the lesson today is the tongue, how to tame it. The tongue, how to tame it. And we'll be coming from the book of James. James, the third chapter. James, the third chapter. And I believe we're going to begin with verse 1. But before we get to the lesson, and you know what Brother Oscar getting there to say, I'm glad that you all that have your Bibles have a copy of God's Word. And for you all who do not have a copy of God's Word, go get it so that you can follow us in God's Word. Go get your copy of God's Word. We'll wait for you. We got a little time to wait. We'll wait for you so that you can follow us in this lesson that we have planned to talk about this afternoon. So go get your copy of God's Word. And like I said, we'll be coming from James 3. And I think I'm going to start reading at verse 1. But as those are going getting their Bibles, as I always say, I love bringing lessons to you every day, Monday through Fridays. We hope and we pray that you are benefiting from these lessons that Brother Oscar is bringing to you. We hope and pray that you all are benefiting from the lessons. All right, now, those who have to go get their Bibles, they should have their Bibles by now. And we want to start reading from James, the third chapter, beginning with, let's begin with verse 1. Here James said, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. But many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brother, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth out the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brother, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." Here, James is talking about the tongue. James is talking about the tongue. Here, the tongue, my friend, the way James describes it, is something else. James said that the tongue is something else. The tongue has several functions. The tongue, we use the tongue, we taste with the tongue, we form words with the tongue, we lick with the tongue, we talk with the tongue. We do so much with the tongue. But here in the book of James, James said the tongue has other functions too. The tongue has other characteristics. Here James says, it is a fire. James said it's a world of iniquity. James said it is unruly, evil. James said the tongue is full of poison and it is full of cursing. It sounds like what James is talking about here. He said the tongue, sometimes it is untamable and unruly. Oh, sometimes that tongue, James says, is hard to be controlled. You know, some of us, when we may hurt our finger or hurt ourselves, we may holler a bad word. And some of us, we can't help it. Some of us, we may use words that's not so wholesome, and some of us, we cannot help it. But sometimes we as Christians, we must tame ourselves to use the right words. It is just like riding a horse for the first time. And when you ride a wild horse, and if you like me, you were raised up watching old westerns, And see, the cowboy, he gets on that wild horse, and sometimes that horse bucks him and keep bucking him. But the only way he can tame that horse is to stay on that horse and ride that horse until the horse is calm. And once the horse is calm and get you adjusted to the cowboy riding it, the cowboy gets off that horse and he tames it and trains it some more, doesn't he? Sometimes if we want to tame our tongue, we must train our tongue. And when we train our tongue, we're training ourselves. Some people say, well, Brother Oscar, sometimes I can't help it. It's in my mind. It's in my thoughts. It's the way I was brought up. I just can't help some words that I say. But sometimes we have to train ourselves so that we may know the right things to say. Here, James said, we just must bridle our tongue. We must bridle our tongue. And sometimes a bridle is used to guide a horse. Sometimes a bridle is used to guide a ship, as James says here. Sometimes it's used to steer a automobile or whatever. But sometimes we must train our minds and our thoughts so that our tongue may say the right thing. And the way we train our thoughts to not say those words is train ourselves in the Word of God, in studying the Word of God. That is why I am so delighted to talk to you from God's Word. We need to allow God's Word to get into our minds and our hearts and our souls. We need to let the Word of Christ, and Paul said in Philippians 3:19, allow the Word of Christ to dwell in us richly. Reason why some of us cannot control the tongue is because we're not allowing God's Word to be in us and to be a part of us, and allow Christ to come in and be in us completely, do we? We allow sometimes, if I may use this terminology, we allow Satan to be more a part of our lives more than what we are allowing. We're going to end it here. We're going to finish this tomorrow. And like Brother Oscar say, sometimes he likes to ever read it, Bunny. He just keep on going and going and going. And I got more thoughts that I could add to this. So on tomorrow, if you tune in, we're going to be talking about the tongue again. How to tame it. We're going to be talking about the tongue again. How to tame it. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, we so thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we had chatting with you. In Jesus' name do we pray, Father. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We hope and pray that all come back tomorrow at the same time, the same station, so that we can chat from the Word of God. Bye-bye.